Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
So we're going to jump right in with our next guest. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Happy to be here in Canada and Toronto.
Definitely.
Loving it so far.
Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Daryl Frater. I am the VP of Growth and Marketing and co-founder of Prom Social. Prom Social is a social networking app for teens to plan their high school prom.
Okay.
That's a really interesting idea.
Oh, yeah.
That's
exciting.
Are we planning the prom or the prom experience?
So pretty much your prom planning entire experience. So from finding a date to planning an after party or a limo party to chatting with your friends, voting for prom king and queen.
Okay.
We've put everything into the app to make prom stress-free because there's a lot of working parts and students are very, very frustrated and overwhelmed with the entire prom planning experience that we wanted to put it all into one convenient app.
Okay.
And, we're in open beta, so we just launched in February, and we have about 2,500 users, and we're growing rapidly. Currently in the U.S., and we're looking to open to the Canadian market pretty soon.
That's really exciting. So what all can we do from within this system?
Mm-hmm. So as I stated, so many different features. One of the most popular ones is, of course, finding a date.
Okay.
The teens, you can pretty much look through people that are attending prom from your school and find people that are looking for a date. You can swipe left, right, similar to like a Tinder kind of feature.
Okay.
And then you can find your date. You can plan a limo party or after party. So like if you are meeting up with your friends for prom and you want to give them the details and the information of the location of where you're meeting, how much you're going to charge for your limo party or what have you, you can have all the information and create group chats and stuff like that just to keep everything organized. So when you're planning for the big night, all your friends are involved and everything is really organized into this one convenient app.
Wow. So it's like an all-in-one experience.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to go anywhere else to figure anything else out.
Yeah.
It's all just in your app.
Exactly. Right now we have the social component that's fully operational.
Okay.
But the next leg of our application is going to be a retailer marketplace where they're going to be able to connect with the prom retailers, such as people that sell dresses, people that do the limos, people that, you know, are service providers such as like makeup artists, hair, photographers.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have them to be in our platform where the students could book them directly and sell and buy products and services right there on the app. So we want to be the one-stop shop for prom, similar to what companies are doing with the wedding industry, like Zola, Wedding Wire, and The Knot. They're pretty much connecting brides and grooms that are playing the wedding with the wedding retailers. So we're taking their same business model and we're doing it for prom.
Okay.
So I'm assuming you probably have to get like some sort of approval from the school or you need to be contacting the school before just setting all this up.
So we already imported all the schools in the U.S. into our platform. So anyone can just sign up and join their school.
Nice.
But we are trying to build relationships with local schools. So that way we have a person in the school that knows about our app and are telling students like, hey, this is a more way to conveniently coordinate prom with your friends. It's a great way for schools to build morale and for, you know, schools to be happy about prom and excited about it. And it really helps the students enjoy their high school experience, especially as their seniors or juniors leaving the school. They have that lasting memory of prom that has been special and just amazing through our app.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So right now we have the social feature.
Yep.
Does that include the finding a date feature?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that seemed pretty social.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And one thing, we're very active on our Instagram page.
Okay.
And a number of students, that's one of the biggest pain points. They reach out to us, say, I can't find a date. I don't know what to do. And so we introduce them to the app. And it helps. You know, sometimes it's hard, especially trying to ask someone out. So we actually created a promposal feature where you can, you know, record a video of you asking someone out to prom. It's a very popular thing right now with kids. When I was in high school, we didn't do really big promposals, but now it's a huge thing.
Yeah,
so
it's a huge
we have a lot of cool things down the pipeline where we're going to create different filters and different widgets that's going to help them make interactive promposals. It's going to be very fun and exciting. I'm just really blessed to be here and to be able to be working with Prom Social and be able to help it grow and scale. We're really excited.
So I have to ask, you said when you were in school, there weren't these things, which means that you're separated enough from high school that how did you get involved in this?
Okay, so Prompt Social, my co-founder, he's right over here, Edward, he founded it in 2013, where he came up with the idea. But throughout the time, it took a while to really figure out exactly how we're going to go about it. In the beginning, they thought it was going to be a web application on desktop. So then that was about 2 years they were building that, and they decided to scrap it for many complications and decided to go mobile first. So then 2016, we connected with our currently CTO, who runs a development company, and then we started building out the mobile application. And then 2018 is when we officially finished the app, and we had a closed beta, and then actually January of this year is when I joined Prompt Social.
Oh, nice.
And,
and, welcome to the team.
Thank you, thank you. And we're I'm the VP of Growth and Marketing, so I've been helping them grow and scale with marketing strategies and business development, different opportunities with that. And been enjoying it so far. It's great. I love the startup culture. I advise different startups. So when I started advising Prompt Social at first, and there was a great fit, so I decided to join the team full time. And this is a great journey, and we're just really excited to grow and meet people, meet great people like here at Collision. And we're loving the conference, and it's great.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So as an alpha, it means that you're pretty early stage.
Oh, yeah.
So what were your goals here?
Goal here was just to meet interesting people and really just network. One of my firmest beliefs are relationships are the single most important thing in the world. So just out here, just meeting cool people, building those relationships.
Got
a lot of new LinkedIn friends,
Instagram
friends. So really happy about that. And to continue the conversations as we leave this conference, because I'm in New Jersey, I'm in the States. So I met a lot of people here from Canada, some people from the States and all over the world. So it was a great opportunity just to be connected and to meet these people that I would have never met otherwise. So, and just some interesting startups that we connected with as well that are, you know, reaching the same demographic as us. Some of them that are working with giving kids scholarships and such like that. Another company that is working with renting clothes similar to like Rent the Runway, but here in Canada. And it's so many different people that are servicing the same market. And there's synergies between our companies that we're able to interact and to be able to work together down the line.
Yeah.
So great opportunity just to be connected with these people and to build those relationships.
What are some more features and options that you're looking forward to with Prompt Social?
Yeah. So the third leg of the app is going to be integrating with the schools in terms of event planning. So we have the social component. Next is the monetization strategy, which is the marketplace. But then the third leg is going to be our software that's going to help the schools organize prom in a way where they can sell their tickets, they can do notifications to the students, communicate, and to do the seatings and everything. So that way, the school has much more value for the app as opposed to just the students using it as a social networking app. But it becomes integrated into the school where if you want to, you know, go to prom, you have to go through our app, and then you're, you know, kind of in the system of this interactive platform while the students are, you know, enjoying it and communicating with each other. So it makes everyone include it and it give everyone kind of that information where it's a social aspect and we're all, you know, seeing what's going on with prom, seeing, you know, the who's going with who, seeing what people are wearing, and it's really inclusive. So no one gets left out.
That's
so
really
with,
cool.
With all of these features that are not yet implemented, what is the timeline looking like for, you know, hopefully the timeline for you guys?
So right now we build out about a 5-year model where within the next year we'll be able to have a fully operating marketplace. So the first leg of the marketplace is going to be a directory. So right now we're actually onboarding and speaking to a lot of different retailers where they're going to be on just a simple list where they can, you know, students can see their website and their name and phone number and reach out to them.
I imagine but then, location-based.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll be able to filter out everything so it's easily searchable.
Okay.
But then the next leg within 2 to 3 years is a full-blown marketplace where they can actually manage their own listings within our app.
Okay.
And then after that, we'll be able to start doing the software for the schools to be able to do the event planning for prom.
That's
awesome. Really cool.
Yeah. So it's a lot of work, but we're really excited. We're chugging along. Very excited to be working with the team, and we're moving quickly.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
It's taken a while to get here from concept to where you are.
Oh, yeah.
But it
sounds like a lot of fun, though.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
it sounds like a very energetic environment.
Oh, yeah. And the team is amazing. We make it fun. And we love it. The students are amazing that I work with. So prior to joining Prom Social, and I still do it, I'm a public speaker. So I speak to schools on teaching them about entrepreneurship and tech startups. So it only was a right fit for me to join Prom Social when the opportunity came my way. So now when I go into the schools and I tell them about entrepreneurship, I'm speaking the story of how I'm building my own startup and how I'm working and growing and scaling the startup. So now I get to, you know, bring a lot of the Prom Social buttons and pins and pop sockets.
And you're adding to your own narrative.
Exactly. So
that's awesome.
It just really adds to the stuff, the value that I'm providing to them. But also I get to show them in real time that I'm building a startup and they could, too, at any age. It's great that the kids are very responsive, especially now that I have something tangible that I can really show them in real time that I'm producing. Because I tell them all to download the app while I'm there, you know. It's free free downloads. So it's a great way that they see something and it inspires them that they can do it too.
Right.
So I'm really happy about the schools that that brought me into to their doors. And I want to, you know, speak to more students and get them inspired about entrepreneurship and tech. There's a lot of opportunities and a lot of times they're not exposed to it. So don't think it's a possibility for them. So that's what I'm here for, to really spread that message.
That's awesome.
That's great. Yeah. It's there. Obviously, there are a couple of organizations out there that try and do that in different ways. But it's always nice when an individual says, "I don't need an organization. I'm just gonna."
She's gotta do it. She's gotta do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to inspire high school kids in particular is fun.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing because you get to see them go, "Oh, that it literally is something I can do," and it doesn't matter what you're talking about, whether it be, you know, a tech company or cooking or, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that is something that I could do.
Yeah. It's in high school, I was inspired. That's where I developed a lot of my leadership skills. So now, like, I'm very passionate about serving that demographic. And I just love entrepreneurship. Growing up, like, my father, I seen him as an entrepreneur. And it's inspired me to, you know, embrace my entrepreneurial journeys. And it's something that I'm very passionate about. So I like to use that to enhance the abilities of others as well. So it's very something that I'm so excited about.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's for us sometimes it's hard to think outside of that box, outside of the because it's the we live in this space. And so in my mind, just like everybody owns a business or is working on some big project. And I sometimes forget, oh, right, there are people who aren't even you know, people who work in a day job might be working on a project, but I sometimes forget there are people who just work their day job. In my mind, we're all just building businesses.
And when you equate like entrepreneurship to problem solving, you know, there's issues in the world that need to be fixed, and entrepreneurs are the one that's going to fix them. And sometimes, you know, people are not even exposed to the fact that they can be that problem solver. So entrepreneurship gives them the opportunity to really take something and fix a problem. You know,
Someone said earlier was we're all just passionate crazies.
Yes.
And that's the thing that I'm like obsessed with right
now.
Like
that.
We're all passionate crazies.
Passionate crazies.
Yes.
I love it.
It's a great description of the people in this building right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm one of them, too.
That's cool. Yeah. So, if people want to find out more about your platform and see your journey as you go, how can they do that?
Yeah, so the best way to get in touch with Prom Social is through the website. We can download the app at promsocial.com. We're very active on our Instagram page. So Instagram is at Prom Social. Then me personally, you can follow me on Instagram, LinkedIn, anywhere on my website, darylfrader.com. Where you can see my story and everything I'm working on in terms of entrepreneurship.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. I have to look at the logo a little closer. Okay.
It's a bow tie and a tiara.
Oh, yeah.
So from here, all I could see is the little
circles?
Pink bubble. And I'm like, I can't tell what that is. It might be flowers. It might be a tiara. I can't.
It's a tiara.
But, yeah, it absolutely is. And now I see it on your shirt. It's absolutely. There's
no
doubt
we love
about
the logo.
No, it's really good.
It's very clear. When people see our logo, it's very clear what we do. Prom Social. Social networking app for prom. So,
The name is very clear.
Yeah.
And the logo with the chat bubbles and the it's perfect.
Thank you.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much for coming and talking to us
today. Thank you.
I'm glad that a spot just happened to open up.
It was fate.
As you were introduced to us. It worked out well.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here and really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, have a good rest of the day. I know there's not a whole lot of time left, so go take advantage of it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.